Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and Jesus is a miracle worker still today. Let's read a scripture about Him found in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Who hath believed our report, and to whom of the arm of the Lord is the arm of the Lord revealed? For this is talking about Jesus now. For He shall grow up before Him, that is God the Father, as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we should see Him, there is no beauty that we should desire Him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from Him. He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. We didn't appreciate Him. And unless we really meditate upon what these passages are saying, we can't understand perhaps the amount of love and the suffering and the price that Jesus was willing to pay because He loved us. It says that He was a root out of dry ground. We read that, but when you think about it, though I know there are desert plants, there are those plants that survive on very little water. On the whole, plants, even if they don't need much water, they can't grow out of dry, sterile ground. They have to have some measure of moisture. And what is this saying? Basically, that Jesus was a miracle, and He is a miracle. He is the Word of God. He was born in a humble stable, and He grew up in a small village among the hills of Galilee. And as He grew, He blossomed, if you will, into perfect humanity, such had never grown from any root or any cultivated plant or any specimen of manhood, if you will. But it said He had no form or comeliness. What does that mean? No beauty? Does this mean He was ugly? I don't think so. God doesn't create ugliness. So As I thought about this scripture, let me share what I gleaned with you from what I experienced as I considered this statement. I really believe He was beautiful, that He had physical beauty. He was perfectly formed. He had a healthy, fully, beautifully fashioned body. He had God's mind. Only His mind, God's mind, could conceive the Sermon on the Mount. Isn't that amazing? He had moral beauty. He was without sin. He had beauty of disposition, of character, of compassion, of love, of kindness, of administration, of control. He had beauty of action. And yet, think about this. These are the things we find so beautiful in Him. But it says He had no beauty that we desired Him, because why wasn't He accepted by those who were waiting for the Messiah? He didn't come with flaming fire and vengeance. He didn't come with an army of angels marshaled against the enemies of Israel to deliver them from their Roman oppressors. And the leaders of the Jewish nation were blinded by the prejudice and unbelief in His claims. They couldn't believe a Messiah was going to come as He did. It was nothing about Him. I mean, even in today's world, if you're looking for a leader, you want someone who's going to talk about strength and power and getting things done and accomplishing things that need to be accomplished. He didn't do any of that. And that's why, Judas, for example, that's why it's like, okay, this is not working. There were many zealots, if you will, that rose up against the Roman authorities. They certainly rejected Him as the Son of God, the promised Messiah. There was nothing in His appearance that, listen to me, that the carnal or worldly minded could be attracted by. Nothing in his manner, nothing in his speech. He destroyed no armies. He did not set himself upon a throne. Remember the Sermon on the Mount? You know, eye for an eye, no, love your enemies. It's like, what? Love your enemies? In verse 3, it says, no value was set upon them, going back to Isaiah. He was the only begotten Son of God, the only pure ransom of the Father, the only Lamb of God, the only pure sacrifice. And yet, not only in the day in which he was living, but even today, we didn't esteem him. We didn't appreciate him. He was despised. Christians are weak. You know, I mean, I grew up in the world. It's like, you know, if you only the weak need religion. You need a crutch to lean on to get you through the hard times. You don't have any strength on your own. What a lie that is. But of course, not everyone who is rejected, some people are rejected all the time, but that doesn't mean they're despised necessarily. But look at Jesus. He was both rejected and despised. Verse 3 says, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows. Oh, that makes me think of that beautiful song that Brother Glass years ago recorded. That's him singing at the ending from The Unveiled Christ. It was copyrighted in 1917. Oh, behold the man of sorrows. Oh, behold him in plain view. Lo, he is the mighty conqueror, since he rent the veil in two. That's the unveiled Christ that the Apostle John saw when he was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day on the Isle of Patmos for the gospel of Jesus and the testimony of the Lord. He was a man of sorrows. He was acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Why? Because he didn't have the things that we want to see in a worldly leader. What did he tell Pilate? He said, my kingdom, yes, I'm a king, but my kingdom is not of this world. It's his values, his plans, his purposes, his ways are so opposed to the things of the God of this world, of Satan, of the world, of the carnal nature, of the carnal man. But a king, he's coming to set up his kingdom. It's a kingdom of righteousness, of peace, of joy, of love. Of no lack, there will be no sorrow, no famine, no wars. This is they weren't looking for him. Today's people, that's how, you know, the Antichrist, when he rises to power, oh, he's going to be the answer to the world's problems. Oh my, their problems will only begin as they accept him and his plan to be worshipped. But there is one coming who is holy and pure and everything beautiful and everything wonderful and everything glorious. He is so pure. He dwells in incomprehensible, inexpressible light. This God who spoke the world into existence is the God that we served. We didn't appreciate him. What is Jesus? I just want to share from some passages out of the Word, not passages, just descriptions of Jesus. He is the promised seed. Isn't that beautiful? It shows the faithfulness of God, the jewel of God. He is so wonderful and marvelous. He's the anointed of God. What did Jesus say? He stood up. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to open the prison to those that are bound, to give beauty for ashes, to those who mourn in Zion. Hey, Zion, any of us mourning, he's come to give the oil of joy, to give us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, that we might be trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. It says, we hid our faces from him. We don't want to say, no, thank you. He was despised. We esteemed him not. But he was the Holy One, the Anointed One, the Word of God. He was the arm of God. He was the power to execute the will of God. He was the dayspring, is the dayspring from on high. He is our present Redeemer. He's the high priest. He's our high priest. He's the priest of God, ever living to make intercession for us. And he's the Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. He's the Prophet of God, the Revelation of God. He is the righteousness of God. He's our precious Savior. Why? Because he's our sin bearer. He took upon us, he took upon himself our sins and the sins of the entire world, of every human being that ever lived. He was willing to bear that unbelievable, oppressive weight and was found worthy. And the Father saw the suffering of his soul and received it because he honored his death and raised him from the dead. He's the sinlessness of God, his absolute righteousness. He's the beloved Son, the begotten of the Father, the Son of David. He's the Son of God, the morning star. He's our Passover. He's the Prince of the kings of the earth. That's from Revelation, that first chapter. The Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Resurrection, and the Life. He is our rock, the Rock of Ages. He's the Root of David, the Savior. He's the Shepherd and Bishop of our souls. He's Shiloh. Remember that until Shiloh come? That was referencing Jesus. Hallelujah. The Son of the Highest, the Son of Righteousness, the true light, the true vine, the truth, the way, the truth, and the life, the head of the church, amen. He's the horn of salvation, the image of God, the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily in him. Emmanuel, God with us. He's the King of the Jews, the King of the Gentiles, the King of the saints. He's the lawgiver, the Lamb of God, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, and so much more. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is our all and in all. Beloved, my heart's cry, my prayer is that all of us can appreciate more and more every day the beauty, the wonder, the majesty, the blessing of knowing the God that we serve, that our fellowship with him can be enriched, enhanced as we meditate upon the glory of his majesty, upon the wonderful traits of all who, of all that he is, of all that he is to us, and all that he is in eternity, our pre-existent God without beginning and without end. I love you. I thank the Lord for you. The announcer will give our contact information. Until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.